Log Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this precious morning, another day that you have made, and we rise and we shine, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and giving you all of the praise. Thanking you, Father. Thanking you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. And Father God, now we want to surrender the day back to you and place ourselves, this day, and everything that you have given unto us in your hands, because your hands is big enough, is big enough. Thank you that you hold all the power. And we ask right now, Father, that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the enemy has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we declare your glory, we declare your honor, and we declare your praise. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Where would we be if it was not for you? Your love, your grace, your mercy, your provisions, all extended to us, Father. Hallelujah to your holy name. And hallelujah to your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Father God, we want to pray for people all around the land. All around the land. Every country, every city, every street, every jailhouse, every hospital, every mental institution. Father God, every schoolhouse, the White House, the whorehouse, the drug house, the church house. Father God, we pray for people everywhere, in every house, even those without a house. We pray for them too, the homeless. Father, we pray for them. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask that some way, somehow, the good news will reach them. The good news of the gospel. The good news, Father. And they will open up their hearts to receive. And we thank you for the men and the women that carry the good news. Thank you for these men and thank you for these women. And thank you for all those who have received. And we pray for those who have received but don't act like it. They don't act like they've been changed. Don't act like it, Father. We pray their deliverance and their sanctification, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the church. Thank you for the men and women standing in the gap, interceding, praying, Father God, without giving up, with resistance to the enemy. We thank you for these men and women with enough faith to believe and know that all things are possible to those who believe, those who pray, and especially to those who fast. And we thank you for this time of consecration in Jesus' name. Bless our services on today, Father. May you and you alone be glorified and your people be edified. And we are not concerned about Satan being horrified because he ain't seen nothing yet. And when all your people come together on one accord, we can do damage to Satan's kingdom. And he knows this. And so we say thank you, Father, for an opportunity to serve you one more day. One more day. In Jesus' name. We pray. And as you taught your disciples, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are welcome to have a seat at the breakfast table. a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, hey, we can do this, because this is what we do. Amen. This ministry, amen, has been founded on prayer. And for the last 12 years, we have been at this breakfast table. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's room for you and for you and for you. We're not afraid of you taking our seat. We'll find another seat, because there's plenty of chairs. And if there's not a chair, we stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And to God be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it is our pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We have embarked on 21 days of prayer, fasting, and consecration, and we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is day number 11. Amen. So we are over the 50% mark. Amen. We're winding down now. Glory be to God. And we decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. At the last half, it's going to be more powerful than the first half. Amen. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. Every day, amen, we've had someone to come and elaborate on fasting. Glory be to God. And just giving their take, amen, on the word of God. We don't do anything without the word. No, you don't have anything without the word. Nothing exists without the word. Glory be to God. Nothing. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. Amen. So we don't do anything. We don't come in our own doctrine, our own philosophies, as good as it may sound. If it's not in the book, we're not interested. We're not interested. Amen. We're not playing any games. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Also, I think we're going to be doing something similar this year as we did last year. When last February we had Black History Month, that was very, very interesting. That opened the gateway to the men of the Bible, the women of the Bible. I mean, we was rocking it for about 4 months, 4 or 5 months solid. And so I think we probably do the same thing this year, Lord's willing. We'll pray on it again today. And if so, you know what we're going to do. We're going to be reaching out just to you and to you, amen, to come and take a part. We know we have a lot of our audience is global, and we know that some of you, it's 6 a.m. where we are, but some of you, it may be 6 p.m. It may be midnight. Those of you who are in Africa, we don't know. Amen. But so we know it might not be easy for you to reach out to us, but you can try. You can try, amen, through technology, amen, with email, regular mail, whatever. You can try, amen. If you reach out to us, amen, we will respond, amen, to you. So today, amen, we have very, very interesting how the Lord puts everything together on our 5 a.m. service. We pray for the men. We pray for men. We pray for the saved men, the unsaved men, amen, the rich man, the poor man, the black man, the white man, the Chinese man, the short man, the tall man, the fat man, the skinny man. Woo! Hallelujah. Men still in their mother's womb, amen, coming forth as a baby. Yep, those, amen, the adolescents, amen, we pray for them. Matter of fact, that's going to be our corporate prayer petition today. The Holy Spirit just gave it to me. He just gives it to me day by day. That's how I like to flow with God. God don't have to tell me everything about my future, because I already know if he's leading me, it's going to get better and better and more glorious. See, so God didn't have to tell me yesterday what we was going to pray about today. He told me when we needed to know. See, God will tell you when you need to know. I didn't need to know yesterday. Amen. And so we pray for the men today, and we have a man that's coming to us today. How do you like that? Amen. So we want to thank God for our deacon-elect, Reed. Amen. Tyrone Reed. We thank God for this man of God. He definitely is a God lover. He's a people lover. And you definitely can't love God if you don't love God's people. I know. That's tight, ain't it? That's real tight. Because we know some folks really challenge us. Goo goo ga mooga. Ah, God, some people challenge you. The chemistry not right. They be agitating you on purpose. And we still got to love them. And guess what? You got to love your enemies even. That's tight. Well, that's real love. Amen. So the Lord says that if you don't love the people, you don't love him. So you got to love people. But we know that some of us are still growing in that area. Brother Reed, amen, has definitely matured in that area. It's very, very easy for him, amen, to just take a mature and an adult perspective in life. And I've been watching this man of God for a long time. That's why I know that he's definitely deacon material. We're going to be talking some more after our fasting time. We're going to put some things together. Because it's time out for the talking. We got to walk a little bit faster. talk a little slow and walk a little faster in 20 and 23. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, amen. It is he who is coming, amen, this morning, amen, to share with us his intake. I signed Psalm 69 and 10, and it reads, "When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach." But, you know, we let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and bring it all together. Amen. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. So at this time, without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others our deacon-elect, Tyrone Reed, out of Philadelphia, that we might receive him this morning for his grace and for his abilities in Jesus' name. Brother Reed, are you there?
Apostle, I just thank you for always giving me an opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters, our prayer partners, prayer warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you.
You're welcome.
May I begin?
Thank you for being here, and the floor is yours.
Well, thank you for that. You know, Pastor, when I was asked to do this, and I read it several times. I was trying to really understand exactly what God was saying to me and to share what it meant to me. It really took some in-depth reading and research to be clear in terms of what I would like to do. So first of all, peace and blessings, much love and respect to each and every one of you. I thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity to share once again with my loved ones, my friends, my prayer partners, my prayer warriors, and most importantly, my pastor. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. So ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, me once again reaching back to my daily bread, I like to just speak about, again, the new year, the new beginning, new mercies. And I like to begin my sharing with just going back to Thursday, February the 3rd, and it's called A Fresh Start. A fresh start. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. So let me just say, so with your new fresh start, Are you certain about your certainties? Let me ask you again. With your new fresh start, are you certain about your certainties? Thank you, Jesus, for your saving works on the cross that, excuse me, once again, my eyes are blue. Thank you, Jesus, for your saving works on the cross that reconcile me, you, to God and give me, us, yes, Lord, a new life in you. So that's where I like to start. I like to start as a fresh new start when we talk about 69:10. Fasting. For me, it's cleansing, humbly, embracing, loving me, praying graciously, praising continuously. Yes, fasting is a cleansing of me to approach you with a humble, a clear, and open heart. Casting the soul that's subduing, deflating, humbling by grace and by his glory. Lord, I just thank you that I can look, come to you with a new heart, a new thought, open arms, and know coming to you, I must also share you others. So, in doing this, I find myself that I'm spending more time with God. I'm spending way more time with the Son, just spending time fully, openly, and graciously. All to increase my self-awareness, to open my resistance and reassurance to the spiritual awakening. Yes, Lord, I want to be more openly to your spiritual awakening. And I must resist the continual temptations want to keep me from you. Yes, I want to be fortified with your shield of protection. I want to be strengthened and energize my inner nature, the essence of my inner being, and definitely want to be able to tear down the walls of telling it, and the bondage of sin. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting was my reapproach. So when I open myself to you, Father, and know that whenever I'm reaching, building, sharing you, there are those and there are things, there are elements, there is that devil that want to keep me away. And I know, using you, I am a step above all of it. So I'm open. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm using you, Father, to make me a new individual, because the old must be pushed aside. So I would like to continue my sharing by once again going to January the 16th of our daily bread. And it's called A Step Above. And I say a step above because once you become the new you, there are things that can happen when I'm free. So a step above is clearly something that can happen. It says, be filled. And ladies and gentlemen, in closing, what it is to be free from fasting, from opening yourself to allow God to be your voice, your path of righteousness, things happen that may not have given you any inclination that it's possible to happen. But once again, when I wept and tasted my soul with fasting, that was through my reproach. So here, a step above of what can become when I'm free. Again, Monday, January the 16th, it says, be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they, and again, Matthew 5:6, be filled. The horrific assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. happened at the height of the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s. But just 4 days later, his widow, Coretta Scott King, courageously took her husband's place and leading a peaceful test march. Coretta had a deep passion for justice and was a fierce champion of many causes. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Again, Matthew 5:6, we know that someday God will come to deliver justice and right every wrong. But until that time, we have the opportunity to participate in making God's justice a reality on earth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We have the opportunity to make God's righteousness here on earth. Just like Coretta, Isaiah 58, a vivid picture of what God calls calls his people to do. Loose the chains of injustice and set the oppressed free. Share your food with the hungry. Provide the poor wanderers with shelter. Clothe the naked. And do not turn away from those who need help. Seeking justice for the oppressed and the marginalized is one way our lives point back to God. Isaiah writes that his people seeking justice is like the light of dawn and results in healing for them as well as for others. So to close today, may God help us cultivate a hunger for his righteousness here on earth. As we seek justice his way and in his power, my God, my God, the Bible says we will be satisfied. Hallelujah. 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 Give me a hunger for justice. God, help me be a part of your work and doing what's right. Again, God, thank you, Father, for this word, for this message. Give me a hunger for justice. God, help me be a part of your work and doing what's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was my reproach. And I want to share that this was my approach to say to you, give you an opportunity to cleanse, give you an opportunity to be close, give you an opportunity to be new, and most important, to get rid of that old that you have been carrying for so long. So, Father, to surround myself with only those who love me. But that's not living, or at least not the kind of living you desire for me. Help me to love my enemy. Thank you for dying on the cross so that we all can be free. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, Brother Reed. Amen. We want to thank God for your uniqueness. Amen. And as our sister would say, our evangelist, you come with your own flavor. Amen. And you, but you always deliver. And we want to thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Always on the mark. Amen. And how you really, really, that was very, very creative. Very, very creative in how all that tied together. Amen. And using Psalm 69 and 10. And starting out with the new fresh start. And glory be to God, and how fasting, amen, is a cleansing to the soul and humbling, amen, and how you close that with a step above, because that's exactly where we're going to end up, a step above where we were, amen, and we keep stepping up higher and higher, amen, glory be to God. So thank God for you. Thank God. Very, very, very refreshing. Very refreshing elaboration. This one, thank God for your rhythm. Thank God for your rhythm and your poetic flavor, as we see with the Thurman. Yeah, you have that poetic flavor too. So, in your own masculine way. So, very, very wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God that you are a part of the Lord's kingdom going strong, and especially a part of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry, because your presence really, 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 really makes a difference. So come back and take another minute and give us the announcements, what's happening on your end, and because I know you, you know a little bit about everything and everywhere, but take a minute and just update us on what's going on.
Well, Pastor, if everyone then just glancing at the news, you don't even have to look at it all the time, but if you're glancing at the news, we are seeing things that we would have never thought possible. A child killing and cutting up their parents. We would never thought anything like that would be possible. A six-year-old shooting his teacher. We would have never even could imagine something like that would be happening. So there's all kinds of indications that people are really lost and they are hurting. And that's why it's so important that we who walking in victory, or even walking towards victory, we got to share it. We got to say it. We got to do it loud and clear that God is the answer. There are so many people who are looking for a way out of the wilderness, but they're just so confused and so lost that we must do everything we can to strengthen and encourage them find the real answer and find a way to the path of righteousness, for God has set each and every one of us on that mission to save those lost souls. So that's my message right now. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers. My sister, she's good. Her significant other, he's good. And he has such a wonderful and blessed family. At the homegoing service, I shared with them, you know, when I met y'all, that commercial about Over the Rainbow, where Skittles just fall from the sky. And I told them ever since I met them, shared with them, and had an opportunity to be with them as we laid away their loved one, that ever since I met them, Skittles been falling from the sky. It's been nothing but a rainbow with them. So I'm thanking God for that. I'm asking God to continue to keep my sister healing, moving forward. And I'm asking God to help me loosen my thoughts and pain for my grandson. I'm catching myself, man. I'm getting more and more overwhelmed about his situation. So I'm asking God to please help me get through this. So to God be the glory. Once again, thank you for allowing me to share.
And you're very, very welcome. Thank you for sharing. And our heart and our prayers go out, and we will continue to pray. Amen. Continue to pray. Amen. Because it could be our grandson. Could be our grandson.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
and
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. So you be encouraged, brother, again. Thank you so much. Amen. And we're happy that everything went well on yesterday. We appreciate you. Amen. And to God be praised.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Okay. You've been listening to our Deacon Elect, your brother Tyrone Reed out of Philadelphia. And we thank God for this man of God who is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he knows that it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone who believes. Amen. And so we want to thank God for he's a family man. He's a God man. He's a family man. He's a community man. And that's what Jesus was. Jesus was a God man, a family man, and a community man, and a world man. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Our petition today. Amen. Our corporate prayer petition. We're praying for the men. We're praying for men everywhere. Everywhere we are praying for the white man, the black man. We're praying for the men of the church, the saved men, the believer. We're praying for the unbelievers. praying that the unbelievers will become believers. Amen. Praying that the believers will continue to be role models and continue to be role models following Christ. Glory be to God. We're praying, amen, for the men, amen, starting from the ones that are still in the womb of their mothers, being born into this world, the newborns, the adolescents, the adults, the rich, the poor. Glory be to God. Men, that they would, amen, rise up to their rightful place, that they would be encouraged. Amen. Now, men are being beat up on. They're being beat up spiritually. As we said this morning on our 5 o'clock service, the Satan did not want Eve. He used Eve to get to Adam. He wanted Adam. Why? Because men are God's trophies. Why do you say that? Because God created them first. God knows what he's doing. Our men are being beat up. Society is beating them up. The devil beating them up. Our family beating them up. Come on. Glory be to God. It's just not just the black man. Men in general. Glory be to God. So we want to pray for the men, that they will rise up to their rightful positions. Leadership in the home. Leadership in the church, leadership in society, leadership by godly example. Men who don't know their identity. Men running around with men. You know, they never had, you know what I mean? Don't never met daddy, don't know daddy. No positive role models. And even the ones that did, there's still room for improvement. There's still room for growth. There's still room for development. So we want to begin to give our men a little bit more love, okay, starting with prayer. They need the prayers. The women need to pray. The men need to pray. We all need to pray. Amen? So glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going back to Eden. We're going back to Eden. And Jesus made the way for us to take it back to Eden and get it done right. Amen. So that is our corporate prayer petition today. Amen. Men everywhere, the men that's incarcerated, please don't forget them. Our brother Tyrone's Reed grandson and all the other thousands on thousands and thousands of men. Glory be to God. Those in the hospital, those on skid row, in the drug house, in the whorehouse, in the slave market. Come on, y'all. They everywhere. See? And a lot of them are bound by the enemy and the adversary of their soul, and the devil wants the men because God wants the men. That's the only reason the devil wants the men. If God didn't have an interest, the devil wouldn't have an interest. See? And a lot of times the devil goes through anybody he can, the wife, the mother, the sister, the employer, whoever, to get to the men. He wants the men first. Because if he takes the man down, he took the woman down. If he takes the man down, he's taking the family down, the community down. Huh? Our destiny. Everything is hinged on the men because the man is made in the image of God. God's trophy. God's first choice. We got to give it up, women. Come on. This. Sit down. Humble yourself. We're going to talk about the women tomorrow. Just give it up. Glory be to God. God needs the men, and we need the men. And the man, and the world needs the man. Everybody needs the man. See? But they're at a disadvantage right now. But we're going to pray. We're going to pray that they will get that advantage back and keep running with it. And so we're going to be pouring out our soul today for the men, our sons, our nephews, our co-workers, our neighbors. We don't care if they're on the other side of the world. We don't care where they're at, in the village somewhere, in Africa, China, Russia. Evil men, wicked men, good men, godly men. We praying for the men. Glory be to God. Amen. So that is our core prayer petition today. We'll be praying today at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Come on and join us. Bring somebody with you. I hear they're charging now a penny a minute. I haven't met but one person who said they've been charged. And only one person. Glory be to God. And so that comes out, we average about an hour, so that means you're going to pay a dollar. All right, you're going to pay a dollar. If that's too much for you, let us know. In the ministry, will give you your dollar back. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be back again. We'll be meeting at 12 and at 9 tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, back on social media, and back here tomorrow, same time, same place, same station, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen and amen. I think that's it. Don't forget the tablet tomorrow. If you know anybody that need a tablet, amen. The same way they was giving away the Obama phones, now they're giving away tablets to, you know, you have to fall into one of those categories. Senior citizen, food stamp, some type of supplement. You all know the income eligibility thing. All right, $20, Bishop Lawrence Williams Church, 1980 Church Lane. Spread the word, okay? Somebody be happy for that little tablet, $20, okay? And any other announcements we'll make tomorrow, I'll be updated today, and we will make the announcements then, all right? All right, bless the Lord. Keep it going, saints. You're halfway through. Don't give up now. Don't let the devil win. The devil don't care if he take you down on the last day. don't let the devil. Put up some resistance. Put up some resistance. And it gets easier as you go. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, those of you who are struggling with your fast, I challenge you to just spend a few more minutes in God's word and you're going to see the difference. Because that hungry part of your flesh is going to be fed through the food of God's word. When you eat that spiritual meal, it's going to satisfy your spirit and your flesh. So those of you who are struggling, I challenge you, just pick up the Bible for a few more minutes and read it and meditate it and watch the hunger go away. Amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for how you, Father God, continue to move by your spirit. We want to thank you for our brother Reed. We want to thank you, Father God, for this man of God. Thank you for his uniqueness. Thank you for his compassion for others. Father God, thank you for the family man that he is, the husband, the father, Father God, and the community man, the God man. We say thank you for him, Father God. We ask that you would answer his prayers. Father God, his heart is broken over his grandson. His heart is broken, Father God. He sees the crushing of people, the desperation of people, and he wants to help. But, Father God, the only thing that he can really do is lead them to you because you're the helper. And so, Father God, we ask that you would preserve him, Father God, from all evil, danger seen and danger unseen. Father God, we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against Brother Reed will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, he will condemn. Glory, he will live and not die, and he will declare the works of the Lord. Bless him going in, bless him coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, answer his prayers, all of them, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Bless us, Father God. We're on day number 11. Father God, over halfway through, glory be to God. And Father God, thank you for helping us these the last 11 days. We feel so much stronger. We've been eating less, but we're stronger. Now, who can put that together? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That when we're stronger in our spirit, that is the strength that we need. And so we say thank you, Father God, for helping us to make fasting easy as we lift up our petition before you, praying for men, crying out for men, Father God, men who have been mentally abused, sexually abused, emasculated, Father God, men. They're human. They have feelings, Father God. They have a heart. They have goals, Father God. They're only acting tough because somebody told them that was the way they're supposed to be acting. Father God, a lot of them are lost. They're lost, Father God. Hallelujah. Looking for answers, Father God. tempted by women, tempted by men, tempted by money, tempted by drugs. And seems like the devil give our men a double shaking down. But Father God, we're going to fortify them. Not double, but seven times. Seven times seven. We're dipping our men in, Father. We say we believe in them because you do, Father God. And we're lifting up men everywhere that they will come to know you in the pardon of their sins, know who they are in you, and step into their rightful place and maintain it and grow in it, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they might be the man that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Bless the rain coming down on the East Coast here. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the snow. Whatever you send, we say thank you for it. Thank you, Father. For this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 o'clock and back at 9. Anoint them, Father God. Anoint them with strength. Protect them from evil. And we say thank you, Father, for all the prayer warriors in this ministry and around the world. In Jesus' name. Now, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. My pleasure to serve you today. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you. Amen. Have a good day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray. All right, what's happening here? Give me one second. I'm trying to. Give me one second, y'all. Okay, the devil is a liar and the father of lies.
It belongs to me.
I didn't want to play that one, though. Wait a minute, hold on.
Salvation belongs to me.
Well, that's the one.
And I have everything to make salvation complete. Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of his blood, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my when his